Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the importance of vision. Today's going to be part two, and part three will be next week. So let's just jump in and start. This is Joe. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm going to be talking to you about the importance of vision. Today is part three. We're going to talk about part four next week. So let's just jump in and start. God knows what I'm going to think before I think it. God knew me before my father met my mother. God is an eternal God, and he knows everything. What he's done, he said, without a vision, you're going to perish. So what's the most critical thing? I don't want to perish. God did not create me or my children to perish. What do we need? We need vision. What are you going to do on this planet? Where are you going to go? What's God called you to do? And so I've got this little simple list. You need faith. You need faith. You don't need faith for your vision. You just need faith to write it down. God does the doing. He just needs us to believe it. I tell people, you know, write down what you'd like to do. I remember had a businessman come to my office one time. He just lost his job. Real successful white-collar worker, worked for a major airline, and they were having a kind of a cutback a few years ago, and he's lost his job. Well, his kids are in college, lives in this beautiful home, and he's just really down in the mouth. Man, I'm going to have to pull my kids out of college. I'm probably going to lose my house. I don't know where I'm going to get a job doing what I'm doing now. And so I finally called him, and I said, well, what has God called you to do? He said, well, I'm an usher in Section 4 at the church. No, I don't mean that. What has God called you to do? And he said, well, I'm an usher in Section 4 at the church, because we went to the same church. No, I mean, what are you called to do in life? And so he said, well, I'm this head accountant over this business. I said, no, what do you think God's called you to do? And he didn't have a clue what I was asking him. I said, I tell you what, I'm going to step out of the room. I'm going to give you a blank piece of paper. I want you to sit here and think for a little bit. You know, it's not real hard. God's already talked to you. I want you to think. I said, I want a one-sentence statement from you. No paragraphs, one sentence. What are you called to do in life? And he thought about it and came back and he had something written down. Sometimes we get so busy and we get so wound up and so tight and so worried. You know, the Bible says, cast your cares over to God, for God cares for you. You know, we need to pray about it, not worry about it. We're supposed to be praying about stuff. So here's a list of things I'll give you. Vision. Vision is critical. Everybody needs one. Nothing's going to happen without one. So how do you get one? You ask God. God, what is your vision for my life? What is your vision for my family? What is your vision for my job? God has a plan. God said, I know the plans I have for you. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you future and hope. Whatever plans God has, they're real, real good. I don't care what you think. They're all good. They may not look like a man, but all the plans are good. And so what you do, you got to get a vision. But the next thing you got to have, the vision's got to move through somebody. God said, I'm going back and forth all over there trying to find somebody to show myself strong in. God's already strong, but he can't move unless he has a vessel. He's going to have somebody to move through. Jesus took 12 men and turned the world upside down. It says in Acts, talking about the 12 apostles, those who have turned the world upside down have come here also. Those who have turned the world upside down have come here. Who is talking about the 12? Well, they weren't perfect. They messed up from time to time. Jesus had to get onto them, but they were just normal people, but they had a vision. They believed Jesus was the Son of God. They had a vision for their life. So, number one, vision needs a vessel. It needs a person. People that made it in life are people who had a vision. People that didn't make it had no vision. Vision makes you move. Vision makes you get up. Vision makes you do something. When you got a vision, what are you going to do? Well, I'm doing this today, this tomorrow, and I'm going to do this week. I might not know about next week, but I know right now, God's telling me right now, I'm doing this right now. So vision, number one, needs a vessel. Number two, vision needs to be visible. What do I mean? You got to be able to see it. That's why I go back to the Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision, make it plain, so that those who read it can run with it. So I tell people, God told you to do something, put it on a piece of paper. Now, don't share it with everybody all over the neighborhood. Just put it for yourself. Write your vision and make it plain. I believe God told them that one day I'm going to do this. I believe one day I'm going to own my own business. I believe one day I'm going to travel all over the country and minister to families, especially to parents. That's what I'm doing. I got that vision back in 1975. God spoke to me. Well, all that you should look, I'm doing what God asked me to do. How'd that happen? Well, one day at a time. It didn't happen overnight. That's why it says write the vision, make a plan, because Habakkuk 2 says it's going to tarry. It's not going to happen the day God tells you. Write the vision, make it plain. Why? Why do I need to write it down? It's going to tarry. What? It's going to tarry. It's not going to happen today. But you need to write it down and start praying over it. Start thinking about it. Start planning toward it. Okay, if I eventually want to do this, what do I need to do next? What's my next step? I need to write the vision and make it plain. Once you get it visible, it needs to be big. It needs to be vast. It needs to be something you can't do by yourself. If you can do this vision on your own, it's not God. I need a God vision. I need a vision so big, there's no way. There is no way I can make this happen. I said, that's what Noah went through. It's what Mary went through. Everybody knows, is this God? It's got to be God, because no human in the right mind would think this up. No human in the right mind would think this up. This is a God idea. It's got to be so big that you know it's God. It's got to have a vow. It's got to be a B-O-W vow. So it's like, you got to be able to start saying it. What are you going to do? Well, one day, I believe I'm going to travel all over the country, and I'm going to minister to families and parents. How are you going to do that? Well, the minute, when I got that 1975, I had taken F's on all oral book reports in elementary and junior high and high school and my freshman in college. I don't talk to anybody and you can't make me. So, but God had spoke to me one night. He spoke, one day, I'm going to take you all over the country and I'm going to use you to minister to families, especially to parents. Now I use you to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. Your family's going to stand amazed at what I'm going to do in your life. I know God spoke that to me. What was going on at the time? Nothing. I didn't even like talking to people. I was not social. I like what I did. I like my job, but I'm not social. And so I don't talk to anybody. But today I talked to everybody. What happened? Well, what God said came to pass. So you got to start saying, one day, I'm going to travel all over the country. One day, God's going to take me all over the country and minister to families and churches. One day, God's going to do what he promised me. So you have to start saying it yourself. You got to start making a vow out of, no, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything I set my hand to prospers. Start saying what God says, not what your family's saying, not what your relatives saying, not what your boss or your employees. Say what God says about yourself. Start talking to yourself. And then, got to realize something about this. A vision, it's a verb. Vision is a verb. It's an action word. You got to start doing something with it. You know, people all the time, and I'm making fun, but I've had people say, well, because I've met so many people traveling around the country, what are you doing? Well, God's told me we're going to do this. And I remember when I went back a couple years later, and I remember I asked this one guy, hey, where's that thing that God told you going to do? Well, it wasn't God. I thought you said it was. Yeah, but it wasn't God. We tried it and it didn't work. It wasn't God. Because people think God's perfect, you know, and he is, but he's working with humans. And so he said, God gave you a vision, but what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm waiting for God to move. No, God's waiting on me to move. God's waiting on me. I got to put my hand to the plow. I got to walk around the walls. I've got to lick up the stick. What is my part? Faith that works is dead. So the only way a vision comes to pass when you start putting your hand to it, start making something happening. And so the last thing is, a vision's got to be valid. Now, what does that mean? It's got to come from God. Because this, I tell people, though it tarries, it will come to pass. Though it tarries, it will come to pass. I remember I quit my job as an engineer and sold my new home. Going to Bible school, it took 3 years to get to Bible school. We have 3 minimum wage jobs between my wife and I. I mean, man, we're struggling to put milk on the table. But I wasn't depressed. I believed with all my heart I'm doing what God called me to do. Man, we had family members that would send us, you know, packages in the mail, you know, 5 blocks of cheese so we wouldn't starve to death, or a gallon jar of peanut butter. You know, everybody felt sorry for us. And we're very thankful for that. But it didn't deter me. I knew I had heard from God. I knew one day I'm going to go across the country. I'm going to minister to families. Well, who's going to invite you? I don't have a clue. How are you going to start it? I don't have a clue. But I know I've got a vision. I got a vision what God wants me to do. I was not qualified to do this when God gave the vision. No human is qualified to fulfill the vision when God gives it to him. That's all the stories in the Bible. That's when the angel showed up, you know, and all the stories when the angel shows up and gives a word, you know, the boy hiding in the hole. You know, his family's run off. They've run him out of their house, and his Israelites are running for cover. He's hiding in the hole, just stomping enough grain to make himself a biscuit, not starved to death. And so God takes the angels again and says, God has made you a mighty man of valor. And the kid said, you must have made a wrong turn coming out of heaven. There are no mighty men in this hole. I'm hiding this hole because I'm starving to death. My family's abandoned our house. We've abandoned God. We're running for our life. I'm trying to stomp and get enough wheat to make a biscuit so I don't starve to death. He said, there are no mighty men in this hole. The angel spoke again to Gideon. He says, Gideon, hello, you mighty man of valor. God called Gideon what he was going to become, not what he was. The Bible says, call those things that be not as though they are. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say. I mean, we have to start saying what God says about us, not what we're looking at. And I've heard people say, I said, well, I'll say it when I see it. Well, you'll never see it because it works by faith. Now, I don't mean about being foolish or goofy. It's like, no, I believe God's called me to do this. One day, I'm going to do this. And so it becomes valid. And so validity comes because you know it comes from God. Now, what happens is, I've missed God before. I have. I've had the vision to do something. I've seen it. I started declaring it, made a vow out of it. And all of a sudden you get through. And every day I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't hear from God. It wasn't because it wasn't happening. There were just things you realize the closer you get to something. I remember we traveled our whole life. And when we head back to the East Coast, East Tennessee, you can see the mountains at a distance. We're coming out of the flatland way off in the distance. Man, that purple haze. What's that? Well, that's Smoky Mountains coming up. Well, when you get close, they're not purple, they're green. And then when you got real close, some are dark green, some are light green, and some are hardwoods, some are softwoods. The closer you get, the clearer it got. So I tell you, when God gives a vision, the closer you get to it, the clearer it's going to become. You got to start talking to you about it. So what we're going to go through and realize something, vision needs somebody to work through. Unless there's a human, God does not move except through humans. Hell does not move except through humans. There's good people and there's bad people. Heaven's trying to use people. Hell's trying to use people. There's nobody else. You're serving two gods. I set for you life, death, blessing, cursing. God said, you choose. So vision needs a vessel. It needs something to work through, some human. The vision needs to be visible. I know where I'm going. I know what it's going to look like when I get there. It doesn't look like it now, okay, but I know what it's going to look like when I get there. It's going to be big. It's going to be so big, and there's no way I can ever make this happen. It's going to be vast. It's going to be huge. I'm saying it every day. I've made a vow out of it. I'm going to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything I set my hand to prosperous. I'm going to speak all over the country. I'm going to do seminars on marriage and parenting, men and money. I'm going to help families. I'm going to be a restored pastor dwelling in the last days. I believe this. So I started saying it. Well, then I make the action word out of it. Father, I thank you. I'm blessed and highly favored. You're going to open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. Lord, I can't make this happen. I'm just thinking that you're going to make it happen. So you get to where you don't pray useless prayers. You get real thankful. I remember Billy Graham said one time, Billy Graham said, if I had my life to live over, I'd spend more time reading the book instead of books about the book. You get in the Word of God, your soul's going to start to stir. God will stir you up. But you realize something. The vision thing starts with me. It's going to start with you. How'd you make this happen? I had to take one step. Then I had to take another step. Then I'd take another step. And the closer I got, the more clear it became what the next step would be. But you have to take the first step. Nobody's waiting on God. God's waiting on us. So guys, God's given a vision to everybody. Everybody in your family, you already have it. God spoke to you. You just need to get quiet. Get you a quiet place. Go in a closet. Turn the light out and just sit on the floor for a while if you have to. Get somewhere, get alone, and just realize God will talk to you and get quiet. He will. God loves to do things. God says he's going to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all we can ask or think. Whatever the vision is, it was going to blow your mind. It's so big you never could have imagined. That is a vision from God. God bless, guys. Talk to you next time. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.